Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Here comes a 1-2. He'll run front court all the way. It's blocked at the cup by guess who? Kawhi Leonard. He does that. Raptors come right back. They'll work some clock. 8.5 minutes left in the game. A 15-point Toronto lead. They're toying with him right now. Leonard's got the rock. Fakes right, drives left into a 1-2. Right to the cup, put it up and in. Go ahead, Kawhi says. Go ahead, try to stop that.
Unstoppable.
I will tell you what, Kawhi Leonard put on a show this weekend, and for a lot of reasons, we learned exactly why Kawhi Leonard is a top 10 player in the NBA and why the Toronto Raptors were the second seed in the Eastern Conference. On one kind of hand, I have a lot to say about the two games that we saw over the course of this last week, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to divulge on that in today's show. But on the other hand, I am so proud of the way that this fan base and the way that this city showed out not only Friday night for Game 3, but also on a holiday, on an Easter Sunday in Central Florida, for the way they showed out in Game 4. And so I just want to commend the fans for the way that they participated in those basketball games and the way that they built a raucous environment, because it was a lot of fun to be a part of Games 3 and 4 here in Central Florida. It's not over yet. The mountain is high, the mountain is steep, but it is climbable, and certainly this Magic team has an opportunity to do just that tomorrow night when they go up to Toronto in the Great White North as they get set to take on the Raptors in what is an elimination game for Game 5. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock. You can catch us beginning with our coverage on the Magic Radio Network beginning at 6:30 with Magic Tonight. We will have Magic Drive Time for you beginning at 6 o'clock as well. But I will tell you what, there was a lot of things in that basketball game, and I thought it was a great start for the Magic. They sprinted out to a 7-0 run. But it seemed like every time the Magic got some kind of momentum, some kind of energy, there was the claw. There was Kawhi Leonard to stop it. 34 points, 12 of 20 for the field. He was simply fantastic. He was a plus 20 in the final box, and he did so many things for that basketball team to help the Raptors to that 107-85 win. So here's what we have on the docket today. We're going to talk about Games 3 and 4 because I think it's important to not only talk about those two basketball games, but about the way the Central Florida showed out for their hometown team to show that there is still an energy level about this basketball team. And also what went wrong and now how the Magic can rectify things, get a win in Game 5, and get this series back to Orlando for a Game 6. Because look, while you are down 3-1, a win tomorrow goes a long ways in not only getting this series back to Orlando, but kind of turning the tide of things. And so, it's not over yet, Magic fans. 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That's 407-447-2145. And with that said, I want to go ahead and welcome in the one and only Dante Marcatelli. You know, Dante, you guys took the team charter up to Canada today. That left at about noon. First off, before we even get there, I want to commend this city for the effort that they put in Games 3 and 4. You know, so many people spoke about just kind of the energy level and the sound that this crowd brought, most notably Nick Nurse and his shoot around the next day. But Dante, just your thoughts on the way that Orlando showed out in Games 3 and 4.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. Just exceptional. I you know, we knew it would be. We know these fans have waited a while, and we've talked about that a number of times on the show. And we knew they'd be primed and ready. They were out there early. They were in line by the hundreds and thousands, ready to, not hundreds of thousands, but hundreds and thousands.
There we go.
Early, lined up, ready to go. But they were there, and every available seat was taken, and they were loud right from the get-go, the opening video, and it was so cool. So I walked in. I remember, obviously, being in the postseason and what it was like, and that finals run in 2009, working the NBA Finals game was just phenomenal on the home floor. And just that noise level, that volume, and they brought it. I mean, it was deafening in that building for two games. And you wanted it so bad. I know the players did, too. They wanted so bad to win one for a fan base that has been so supportive through some tough times. And they wanted it. They gave it everything they had. But I think at the end of the day last night, Aaron, we just saw a superior basketball team. They're a very good team, and they're going to the second best record in the NBA for a reason. Now, that doesn't mean that the Magic can't win tomorrow. That doesn't mean they can't send things back to Orlando. But when they have it going like they did last night, and they're playing pretty much perfect basketball, they're hard to beat. They're hard to beat, and the Magic just at some point have to make shots. I know we'll get into all that, but just it was so good. It was so much fun to see the way the fans supported that team over the weekend. I just love to see them get another crack at it. And I know that's what Magic fans would love to keep hope alive and try to go up there and extend this series. try to get to a game six and just give the fans one more shot at it. I think that'd be fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, a win tomorrow night would go a long way in getting it back to game six. And with that said, phone lines are open. We want to hear from you guys about what your weekend was like if you went to those two playoff games. 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. We have Derek on the line. Derek, how's it going, my man?
Hey, it's going good. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime. Did you get a chance to go to the games this weekend?
No, a couple of my friends did, and they were disappointed, obviously. Basically, the reason I called, I just wanted to throw it out there to see if what you guys thought about us trying to run our offense through someone besides Vooch, because it seems like throughout the season, he was kind of an anchor for us. And so far, it seems like Gasol's got his number.
Yeah,
I'll hang up and see what you got.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, Dante, I thought this team was most effective in Game 3 when Gasol picked up those two quick fouls in the third quarter, and it kind of seemed like Nick finally got his footing under him. But the difference is that if you're going to run your offense through anyone else, then people just simply have to make shots, and that has not been the case so far in these last three basketball games.
Well, I think that's a part of it. You know, you're working so hard to get open looks, and you're shooting 39% from the floor in the series. 39%. You're shooting 30% from three. So, and again, they're doing a great job of taking Vooch out of it. That was clearly the game plan for them going into this series, was to try to disrupt Nick Vucevic, to try to rush him, to try to make him play fast, and try to get him out of a comfortable rhythm. And they've done that. They've done that for three of the four games here so far. I just think you can put in small wrinkles, and it's a good question, Derek. And when they take away those options, where do you go? And you can put in small wrinkles, and you can try to change some things, but I don't know if you have enough time, especially one day off, and you didn't practice today, you know. So one day off before game five, and to try to revamp your entire offense and put it in other guys' hands and ask them to make plays. I think that's difficult. But now, one thing I would be very encouraged, you know, we're always looking for what's the future look like, and what's the next state of this Magic team? Who's going to make the next jump? There was a stretch in that third quarter. If I'm a Magic fan, I'm watching Aaron Gordon, and I'm watching Kawhi Leonard, who is probably top five in the NBA, right? Certainly top 10. You got to revisit that whole conversation. And I'm watching Aaron Gordon go basket for basket with Kawhi. He was making big play after big play. Obviously, he finished with 25 points. It didn't start well in the first half, but that third quarter, it gives me a lot of encouragement that can he be a guy, you know, maybe. And he's a guy, you know, at times has kind of struggled with the decision-making, but can that be a guy that, you know, if Cliff watches that and says, well, maybe we need to give this guy, you know, a little more leeway and maybe turn him loose a little more. So I think you have other options. Got to find a way to free up DJ Augustine and get Danny Green, who is, you know, all NBA defensive team in years past. Got to find a way to free up DJ and get him in the paint. And at the end of the day, you said it, Aaron, you know, you can put in all these wrinkles. You can't change your offense. I think it's too late for that. But you can put in wrinkles, and you can put in ways to free up other shooters. But at the end of the day, you got to make shots.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's that defense. We're not getting many open looks, but the ones we get, we got to make.
Absolutely. You know, Aaron Gordon for the series, 16.5 points per game. He's been outstanding. He has two games over 20 points. You know, Dante, that's kind of the thing at times. He's really kind of put this offense on his back, and he's gone out. You know, one other guy that I was really impressed with at the beginning of game three was Jonathan Isaac. And I thought, had he not gotten in foul trouble early on in game four in that first quarter, you know, he was doing a good job, and he does so many things that are little and unnoticed, whether it's offensive rebounds, whether it's hustle plays, whether it's energy plays. But I thought early on in that first quarter, he was doing a great job of bottling up Pascal Siakam, and it wasn't until he picked up his second foul that Siakam really started to get comfortable and started to get involved in that game.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, you held Siakam to exactly his season average at 16 points. So he wasn't the guy that really, you know, he had a couple of big baskets, but, you know, he didn't really hurt you. You did a pretty good job on him, even when Jonathan Isaac was out of the game. It's just Kawhi had one of those Kawhi games, and there was no stopping him, splitting double teams, and hit every shot he put up. 34 points in 35 minutes is just astounding. And you can even live with that, the 34 points you got out of Kawhi. But it's, you know, when Serge Ibaka and Norman Powell come in off the bench and combine for 29, it's just too much to overcome, especially when you're only going to shoot 36% from the floor in that game last night. But, you know, it was a bad game for J.I. It was a rough game. He only was able to play 16 minutes. He picked up three quick fouls and wasn't able to be much of a factor, and that was crippling, you know, for for a team that needed to get stopped and gave up 107 points, you didn't have one of your best defenders on the floor, and that certainly hurt them. But listen, tomorrow's it. If you lose, you go home. So I would expect them to pull out all the stops. I would expect this team to go out there and give it everything they have, lay it all out on the line, that Jonathan Isaac all the way down, and just give it everything they've got and see what happens. And maybe you have one of those games where the floodgates do open. But it doesn't help you when you're 36% from the floor and they have a franchise playoff best 54% from the floor. So they just had it going, and the Magic could never get them uncomfortable. It's disappointing too, Aaron, because you know, so much was made about the poor starts, and that arena was jumping. That arena was jumping. You race out, as you mentioned, 7-0, then it's 9-1. But you continue to shoot yourself in the foot with those turnovers. Costly, costly turnovers. 7 in the first half, 6 in the third quarter alone. And it's just too much to overcome against this team. Now, they force a lot of those, obviously. But still, it's the decision-making that just hurts you at times. And that's what good teams do. They just impose their will at times, and we saw that. But listen, anything can happen. And this team, as we know, has won twice up here already. They're good enough to win a game, and they can certainly do that here tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, Dante, that is a fantastic point about the turnovers. You know, it was 17 in Game 2, 16 in Game 3, another 17 tomorrow. That's 50 in the 3 losses total in this series. You know, if this team just does a better job of taking care of the basketball, you know, Clifford said it the other day, that if you take, what was it? It was 16 in Game 3, and if you take those and get it down to 10 or 11, well, that's probably a 10 or 12-point swing, and then you're right back in that basketball game. That has really kind of been the difference so far. As you know, those turnovers have led to fast-break opportunities, and I think it was 26 points off turnovers yesterday. If you just take better care of the basketball, you are in every single game.
Yeah, and all the reads, and you know, just your creatures of habit. You've worked on so many things all year, and all the reads that you made, all those, you know, motions that you did through your offense that were there during the regular season. How many times do we see a guy jump in the air and make a pass because they've been able to do it during the regular season? And in the playoffs, they take away your first, second, third, fourth sometimes options, and you just can't do that. At some point, it's got to sink in that those reads aren't going to be there. Those same rolls to the basket, those same passing lanes are not going to be there that were there during the regular season. That's what the playoffs are all about. And you can't allow yourself to get in the air and commit to a pass that you might have been able to make 100 times during the regular season. So I think your creature is a habit. But listen, think about how valuable this experience is. And it's hard to realize that now, being caught in the moment. But these guys, when Coach Clifford says you have to value every possession, and you have to try to get a shot, you know, and not every turnover led to points, but it kept you from scoring. Yeah. And that's critical. When you're not shooting it well, you need as many opportunities as possible, and they're just not getting that right now. So at some point, it's going to sink in that how important it is to value the basketball. And all of these tough lessons and growing pains that they're going through against a tremendous team, second best record again in the NBA. This is a team that could absolutely go to an NBA Finals and could win it if they get the right matchup when they get there. So I think when the growing pains and the tough lessons that you're learning now are going to be so good for this team moving forward.
Absolutely. Dante, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, I kind of want to ask on how we can turn things around in Game 5, how they can be focused, how they can be ready to go. Because, look, this will be their third game in 6 days. Toronto might have some tired legs. You're going to have some tired legs. But if you play with some desperation, you can certainly go in there and get a win. Hey, just a reminder, it's never too early to secure your 1920 season tickets. See every heart-pounding play when you join Loyal Blue. Plus, get special benefits, tickets exchange, and access to exclusive events. All you got to do, visit OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets to purchase your full season plan today. All right, we are back with Dante on the other side talking Game 5 and how the Magic can pull out a win and get this back here for Game 6. All that and more coming up on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Siakam threw it away right there in Gordon. He's off to the races. He's fouled going to the other end. It doesn't matter. He takes it right to the cup and throws it down. They hit him hard, Richie. He just kept going.
Tell you what, Aaron Gordon had a night last night, 25 points, and he single-handedly kept this basketball team in that game in the first half. Unfortunately, it got away from him in the third and fourth frames. How about this? Outpaced 25-15 in the final quarter, the only one that you actually outpaced them, 28-24, and that was when you were trying to make a second-half deficit already. But hey, everybody, welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Magic kind of postseason hopes dwindling a little bit. They trail this best-of-seven series with the Toronto Raptors 3-1. Game 5 will be tomorrow night. The only way to catch that in market, if you want to watch it, is on Fox Sports Florida. Their pregame coverage will get underway beginning at 6:30 for a 7 o'clock tip time before David Steele as well as Jeff Turner will have the call for you. On that, on Magic Drive Time, we get underway beginning at 6 o'clock, then 6:30 with Magic Tonight along the Magic Radio Network. And then Dennis Newman has it for you on the radio side beginning at 7 o'clock. So you got a lot of options in market is what I'm trying to say if you're going to listen and or watch tomorrow's basketball game. But let's go ahead and speak with one of those guys that will be on tomorrow's telecast. That is the one and only Dante Marcatelli, the host of this show as well. And, you know, Dante, one thing I think is important when you're talking about ways that you can kind of get this team back into just kind of being in these games and being competitive, not that they haven't been, they were very competitive in game three, but at the end of the day, you know, we spoke about trying to get guys involved. Terrence Ross has got to start finding some kind of a rhythm and give the Raptors credit. They've done a great job at throwing guys at him, but at the same time, he's missed a lot of open shots as well.
Yeah, he has, but so has this whole team. And that's the, you can see one or two guys maybe being cold, but they're so good defensively that they just don't let you get loose, and they make it so uncomfortable, and you're shooting in traffic and over people. But when Terrence Ross has one field goal, you're not going to win a game. This team needs his offense too much. He was the team's leading scorer in the playoffs coming into that game last night, averaging 16 points a game, and now it's Aaron. But you need him. You need, you know, it was Evan the other night. He struggled and went 1-for-12. It's been Nick Vucevic a couple of times. And you know, this team needs everybody clicking on all cylinders. You can probably survive a guy, maybe two, if they're having an off night. But too many of them, it's happening too. And it's that Toronto defense. They're, you know, Orlando plays great team defense, and they help, and they rotate, and that's what made them the best defensive team in the NBA, really, from February 1st to the end of the year. But this Toronto team is so good individually. They don't need help. They're the way they fight and their length and their hands, and they're always slapping at the ball. They're grabbing you. They're holding you. They're basically all the things you're not supposed to do. The NBA has gone to great lengths to free up, you know, this freedom of movement, all those things that you couldn't do during the regular season, they now can. So that's a little bit disappointing, and obviously getting Orlando a little more out of their rhythm. But to their credit, if you're not going to call it, then there's no deterrent. So there, you know, if it's your old thing, you try it 10 times, you get your hand slapped once or twice, you're going to get away with it 8 times. So they're doing it, and I don't blame them for doing that. It's a great strategy. What bothers me is the complaining when they don't get the call. They seem to get a few, and when they don't, they every single time the whistle blows, they do seem to take exception with something. So that gets a little old, and I think it starts at the top with their head coach. He's going nonstop all game, but that works for him. That works for him, and it gets them fired up allows them to play the defense they need to play, but taking nothing away from how tremendous they are defensively.
And Dante, how much do you think just how good they are defensively has kind of frustrated this Magic group? Because you do see that same thing on the Magic side. Every time a foul goes against them, it seems like things are a little bit more amped up and they're starting to worry about secondary things instead of just kind of controlling what they can control, because at the end of the day, refs are a part of the basketball game. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So you can only control what you're able to. How much of just kind of how aggressive Toronto has been defensively has kind of altered, I guess what I'm trying to say is just like their secondary thoughts about things that are out of their control, like calls.
Yeah, well, it's frustrating them. There's no question. They're frustrated by it. But like Cliff said the other night, these are the best officials in the world. So I mean, and playoffs are different. There's a new intensity, a new level that you have to get to defensively, and they're there. You know, that team is there, and the Magic do it for stretches, and they're capable of getting there to another level, and hopefully they can do so here tomorrow. But that's you know, you can't let that get to you, and the poking, the grabbing, and then when you don't get, I mean, everybody in the gym saw Vooch go up for a hook and Marc Gasol smash his arm, and then he turns around and says, "No, I didn't," and no whistle. And those things are frustrating, but you got to find a way to play through it. You just, you know, Kawhi Leonard, forearm shove right somebody, his defender right to the ground, no call. And it seems like a lot of times the Magic will drive and they'll get called for a charge, you know, whether the guy's moving or not. So again, Toronto has been by far the most aggressive team, and did you hear Jeff Turner say it on the telecast all the time? Those are the teams that get the calls. You know, the teams that are the most aggressive defensively. So they have to match that. They can't get frustrated by it. They can't let it get to them. They can't sulk if things get away. We just have to match it. And I think, you know, there's something about this team. And again, it's going to be very difficult. Toronto wants nothing to do in the world with getting on a plane and going back to Orlando for a game six.
Absolutely
nothing to do with that. They, as far as they're considered, they're done traveling for this first round. So that's what would make it so sweet if this team could come out and muster up a great shooting performance, get the stops they need, and get out of here with the win, because they don't want anything to do with it. So adversity is going to hit tomorrow. At some point, they're going to get rattled. They could get down. They could have some missed calls, whatever it may be. They got to plow through it. They can't hang their head. This is it. This is the end of the season, and you got nothing to lose. So, and we've seen it, Aaron. We know how resilient this group is. We know how tough they are and how much they've overcome. Regardless of what happens tomorrow, they have overcome so much, and the entire city is so proud of this group. It just would be great to go out, give it everything you got, let the chips fall where they may, and let's do the best we can to come back and have another game in Orlando on Thursday.
Dante, I got about 15 seconds, but don't you feel like we're due for a night where everybody has a hot shooting effort? I feel like it's happening tomorrow.
Yes, I've been waiting for it. Yes, why not? Come out tomorrow. There's no pressure. There's no pressure now. You're not expected to win three straight. So go out there, play loose, play free, and shoot 74% from the floor. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Dante, enjoy your night in Toronto. Enjoy the telecast tomorrow. Fox Sports 4. It's the only way you can watch it here in market tomorrow. That does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. See you guys.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People love France.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.